You know, the airports are barns, and it's they're just herding people around, and people are being treated like sheep, and they're like, you know, like animals. They're going to start acting like animals. That's the sense I get.
Yep.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Okay, go take on the day.
Okay. Oh, no. Did he really say that? Somebody tell me he didn't say that, did he? Didn't just... Yeah, we're going to assume, we're going to really hope that he didn't mean that we really should take on the day a la Dr. Laura. We're really hoping that he's not a Dr. Laura fan. My fear is he is. Go take on the day. That's on her coffee cups. She sells coffee cups that say, go take on the day. I want to shatter the things. Oh, no. I'm my kid's deadbeat dad. Now go take on the kid. I have a bad back, kid, or I'd mop up the highway with you. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Craig. What is it you have against Dr. Laura?
Oh, she's the least compassionate human being on the face of the earth.
Oh, so it's compassion. I would have thought it was something else you're against. I just thought I'd ask because I didn't know.
No, she's the meanest person I've ever heard on the radio, and that includes G. Gordon Liddy.
I think she's tough love where she needs to be.
Tough love? What's tough love? There are parents in this country beating their kids with bats calling it tough love. It's a handy little thing to say, but no, I think she's mean, cruel, a bitch, basically.
You do?
Yeah, I can't stand her.
You can't?
Other than that, I wish her well here at KSTP, though, because I think it's important that she drive up the ratings, so the station has helped out, and I don't think my opinion matters, but no, I just can't stand her.
I like how she doesn't like psychobabble. If someone says, I have abandonment issues with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I have trust issues with my mother. She'll say, I don't speak psychobabble. Will you tell me in plain English what the problem is?
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes someone will be nervous. They're on the radio for the first time. They're uncomfortable. They're not talking psychobabble. What they're doing is trying to get their thoughts straight. And the person is in a situation where they have a lot of trouble. Obviously, there's some big issue in their life or they wouldn't be calling her. And she starts pestering them. Come on, get everything straight or we're going to sit here all day. If you can't be a little more clear in what you're saying.
Yeah,
if Dr. Laura doesn't make sense to someone, if she says something that the person calling doesn't understand, Dr. Laura will turn the tables and say, well, I'm not going to sit here and repeat myself all day. You're going to have to listen a little better. She's never wrong. She's never wrong. She's always the one in the right. The caller's always the moron. She never says, I'm sorry, I treated you badly there. I'm sorry, I was wrong here. I'm sorry, this wasn't the best way to go about doing this. She's the most pious human being on radio today. She's omnipotent. And, you know, if she were to all of a sudden get laryngitis for life and have to write little notes to her kids to communicate with them, that'd be fine by me.
That aspect that you bring up, I totally acknowledge.
Otherwise, her actual, you know, her views, what she thinks, I don't have any problem with.
Yeah.
But it's just her manner, her style.
Yeah.
I just can't. And, you know,
yeah.
She had a terrible childhood, and she had a father who didn't love her, or if he loved her, he didn't show it, and he never said it. And, you know, if you read about her early life,
yeah,
you'll understand a lot of why she is the way she is today.
She didn't get her life together till she was in her
30s. Yeah, well, she don't got it together yet. Getting it together means being a human being. Thank you.
All right.
All right. I've got a new attitude.
I'm Dr. Laura.
Go take on the day, okay?